its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Michigan State Spartan football team is 2-0 in conference play, 5-1 overall after Saturday's victory over Indiana. And joining us to update not just football, but a few other things as well, Al Martin, host of AM 870's Current Sports every weekday at 1, and Current Sports Television on WKAR-TV Thursday nights at 10. Good to see you, Al.
How you doing? And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to you because you came to last week's taping.
I had fun.
Thank you so much, man.
I wanted to be there from the get-go, but it took me a few weeks before I was finally able to join you. It was a good time.
Good stuff, man. Thank you for coming. I appreciate that, Mark.
What did you take from the Indiana victory here?
Well, I tell you what, looking at that game, you know, and I think everyone, you know, there were still question marks swirling for this MSU football team. You know, not only just to see if that Iowa game, which MSU looked great, they wanted to see if it wasn't a fluke. Mm-hmm. And coming into this one, early on, you talk about this Indiana offense, which, you know, looking at the stats, Indiana came into this one as with the number one ranked offense. Very high-paced offense. And early on, you look at it, they had a 17-point lead at one point. You're sitting there like scratching your head like, okay, what's going on here? But, you know, what really stuck out to me, Mark, was that this team didn't panic. You know, they settled in and said, okay, it's time to go to work. The offense, Cook looked very comfortable and confident. After that, once that 17-point deficit came, Cook just sat back in the pocket, really did a good job of reading the defense, what the defense was giving them, and they started to roll after that. But overall, I really think MSU did a good job at a point, for me, that point when they were down early on.
Keeping their cool.
They kept their cool and just rolled it on the rest of the way.
And so far this season, it would seem the evolution of this offense is the story of the season so far.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, because, a few weeks ago, you know, Mark, the big storyline who was the – we didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
MSU didn't have a quarterback.
Quarterback controversy to 5-1.
Right, exactly. So, and you're sitting there saying, you know, they're struggling to put points on the board. And then these last 2 weeks, I mean, 42 points offensively. I mean, when you look at, you know, that game, I think that MSU is really starting to come around now and starting to find themselves offensively. And you know what? A lot of that has to do with, I think, Mark – at the a lot of youngins stepping up here. If you look at Delton Williams, you know, the freshman running back here. You look at R.J. Shelton, who's a young wide receiver. You look at Langford, I mean, who went crazy this past weekend. I mean, these are guys who are relatively young compared to the rest of the team, and they're stepping up. They're stepping up in big ways. McGarrett Kings Jr., okay, yeah, he had a muff punt, you know, at one point during Saturday. But overall, he's been really a spark plug for this team. But you're seeing a lot of guys step up and play like veterans out there these past 2 weeks. And if you look at it, the freshmen and sophomores for this team, Mark, they caught 13 of Cook's 22 passes, and that's for a total of 123 yards. That's a bulk of passes that Cook is throwing down the field to freshmen and sophomores here. So these young guys are really stepping up and making an impact that is far exceeding anybody's expectations that we saw, you know, coming into this season.
Now, great things were expected of the defense all along. Are they performing up to expectations, or are there any concerns there?
You know what? Early on, if anything is alarming defensively for this team, we know that MSU's defense has been great and consistently great through the years. We got a little nervous when that game first started off against Indiana on Saturday. But overall, if there's any point of concern as far as the defense is concerned, is penalties. If you look at Saturday's game, there were 10 penalties for 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
10 penalties for 100 yards. You can't – in that press conference, D'Antonio really harped on that. He was overall pleased with MSU's play. But defensively and even offensively on some occasions, you can't have 10 penalties for 100 yards as the season goes on.
In terms of the conference, our record is looking good. We're 2-0 in the conference. But by the same token, this is widely regarded as not a strong year for the Big Ten. So what does that mean for Michigan State?
It's good. Very, very, very good. Well, you know what? Because
Love that penetrating insight.
Yes, it's a very good thing. You know why I say it so bluntly, Mark? Because if MSU had any – you know, everything that's gone on this season so far, like the beginning, didn't even have a quarterback, many question marks, is this MSU offense going to perform at any point? And they're finally starting to click. If you're going to have struggles like that to start a season, this is the season to do it because it's so wide open. I mean, now in the Legends Division, you have a three-way tie with Michigan and Nebraska. it's so wide open, and MSU is right now still in the thick of things to really make some noise nationally. Then, of course, Michigan losing that thriller to Penn State this past weekend. I mean, it just makes everything that much interesting.
I'll tell you, the comment that really jumped out at me, though, was Drew Sharp yesterday in the Free Press commenting that a 4-2 team, most 4-2 teams are better than Michigan State, or it was words to this effect.
Right.
A lot of 4-2 teams in other conferences are a whole lot better than a 5-1 team in the Big Ten this year. Is that just just the way it's playing out?
I think it is, you know, and this Big Ten is not this conference has not been very impressive compared to other teams.
We got Ohio State way up there, and we got maybe Michigan, and I think Wisconsin showed up 25th in AP this week.
Right, exactly. And I mean, when you look at it, though, when you compare Michigan State, you know, nationally into, you know, an Ohio State of some sort, I mean, Michigan State's defense is right up there. Don't get me wrong. Defensively, they can knock boots with anybody in the conference, in the nation. But when it comes to the offense – you were sitting there at the beginning of the season saying you're scratching your head. But I think MSU now, if you're a Spartan fan out there and you look at that Indiana game, you are more than pleased at what you got overall from that team. Cook, you know, I talk about the two C's. When you talk about a quarterback who's just thrown into the mix, he's finally now being named the starting quarterback those first few games. Those two C's are how comfortable are you and how confident you look. And he looked very comfortable and confident as that game went on Saturday.
We're talking with WKAR's Al Martin, host of Current Sports on radio and on television. MSU would appear to have a leg up on Purdue.
Yeah.
You're expecting a win?
I am. Okay. I am. When you look at that game, I think the consistency on the defensive end, and I think right now this team is really showing that they have multiple weapons that they can throw at you. The receivers are starting to look good now. If you look at the run game, Mark, you know, if you look at, you know, Indiana game, through the air, you know, the numbers were very similar. Over, you know, 200, I think only about 20 yards separated each other from, Indiana's production through the air and MSU's production through the air. But on the ground, MSU totally dominated. And a lot of that had to do with Lankford. I mean, he had 23 rushes for 109 yards, four touchdowns, the first four-touchdown running back in MSU's backfield since, I mean, you got to go back to 2010 when Edwin Baker did it.
Okay.
I think MSU is going to do the same. I think they're going to pound him on the ground. I think MSU rolls away with that one at least by two touchdowns in that one. I think.
Let's talk a little bit of baseball here because
we've got the Tigers,
Tigers
right?
pursuing an American League pennant here. I cashed it in halfway through the seventh inning last night along with an awful lot of people and came to regret it here.
But we're back
home now. So we took care of our victory on the road. We've taken care of that obligation.
Right, right. Yeah, they did. I mean, you know what? I was the same way like you, Mark. I mean, I'm falling asleep halfway through the game. Next thing you know, I look up. And Ortiz had smacked that, you know, that grand slam, game tying grand slam in as that game went on. I'm sitting there like, you got to be kidding me.
Do you think the Tigers will take the pennant?
I do. Okay. I still do. I'm still confident. The starting pitching has to be consistently good. I'm just worried about the relief pitching now.
Yeah.
Which looked great though in that game one. I don't, you know, Ben Wye though, you never know what you're going
to
get.
Back to football. Lions victory over Cleveland. What'd you make of that?
I thought that the Lions. They needed that game for a multitude of reasons. It was good to see Megatron back in the lineup, but I think overall, I mean, the Lions are looking good, man. I thought that the production was really good for them. Defensively, it was very nice too. So
okay, and Midnight Madness is Friday night, man.
Friday
there's
night.
More
yeah.
things to talk about than we've got time for. Al Martin is the host of Current Sports on WKAR AM 870 as well as WKAR TV. Every Thursday night at 10 o'clock. Al, thanks a lot.
Hey, no problem. Thanks a lot, Mark.